I'm going to record my comments to my comments on and about a piece of audio made by Claire Randall. And even though I have the ability provided to me by Audio Boo, on which Claire posted her piece of audio, I have the ability to send my comments in writing. I'm not going to do so. And I'm not going to do so partly because Claire Randall doesn't like me doing so, or as said, she didn't like people using the in-app comment function on Audio Boo, but also because I want what I have to say to be authentic and to be full, to be different from the text form, because Claire has made a great point, which is that there is a huge difference between what people write down as a comment about something and what people's comments are like when they're voiced, with the full transparency of the human voice. And that's a great strong point that Claire has been flying the flag from ever since Audio Boo decided to make available the ability to leave comments. Now, I disagree with Claire. I favour this written comments. But she makes a very strong case for her point of view. I think exaggerated her case to make an impact when she told the story of yesterday in her audio about having noticed recently that people, I'm entering a shopping centre by the way, she noticed recently that people were leaving nasty text comments on Audio Boo, nasty comments that they wouldn't leave if they were commenting via audio on somebody else's piece of audio. And she is actually right that you're much more likely to get nasty things written down than spoken. That's absolutely the case. But the reason I think she exaggerated is that I immediately then went to see, oh my God, poor Claire has actually been, attacked by nasty comments on her audio boos. So I went back through as many as I could in the time I had available. I didn't find anybody being nasty to her at all. So I thought, what on earth is going on here? Maybe I've misunderstood. Maybe I have got the wrong... And maybe I have. So I didn't go back and double-check. But I thought, I formed the impression that Claire Randall was, getting nasty comments. Now, actually, it turns out, I discovered that she was talking about nasty comments somewhere else. But since I can't find the nasty comments, I don't even really know what Claire Randall is talking about. But what I mean to say is that, we should keep this whole thing under wraps. Hold on, I gotta say hello to a man I haven't seen in ages.
Good to see you.
I am, so don't say anything incriminating, right? I'm in the middle of talking about something. Are you still going to Coder Dojo, by the way? Is it still going?
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't been for a while, actually.
Yeah, I've seen you on in the swimming pool and all that sort of thing on the Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do in the distance. But is it still going in Glanmire?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
No.
I haven't been for a few weeks.
I have to meet someone for lunch. I better go down there and find them. Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Do you like this place as well?
Yeah.
I love it. Nando's is good. Okay. Lovely to see you. So anyway, back to Claire Randall. Anyway, Claire Randall is... what am I saying? Claire Randall exaggerated to make her point. There's John Panam, my business partner. Where are we sitting in Nando's? John, where are we sitting? Okay. So, Number 25. Perfect. So anyway, back to the key point about... no one in their right mind would... Actually, I'd tell a lie. I was about to say no one in their right mind would be nasty Claire Randall. She has actually told many stories, a number of stories, about how awful things were written on some particular websites. Now, my view of this is that human beings are a motley crew, and they consist of people who are on the side of the angels. They're humble and simple and direct and generous, and they have all those kind of qualities. And on the other extreme, we have people who, would eat you for breakfast, a la, Hannibal Lecter. You have the huge extremes. And I mean, I'm not going to argue with the universe and with evolution. I'm simply going to say, well, look, I just accept that the world is all like that. It's like that. What you need to do is keep away from places where people are so bad that they, you know, do bad things to you, and hang around with people who are good, like meaning good for you. Doesn't mean always hang around with people who agree with you, but my stance would be to hang around with quite a few people who don't agree with me, and to put myself into a position where I need to be able to cope with people who exasperate me and whose views I dislike. I mean, there's limits, of course, to my ability to do this, my willingness to do this. But back to this point about people being nasty, I think it's quite a good thing that there are that we just learn to deal with, cope with, tolerate, put up with nasty people. And behind every nasty person lies a person waiting to be changed, you know. But so I don't think it's a bad. That's why I'm saying that if some people come on to Audioboo and in the comments say things that upset other people, they just give us all an opportunity to practice being upset and recovering from it. Now, this is all very easy for me to say when it isn't coming straight at me. And if people started leaving really, really nasty comments on my Audioboos, how would I feel about it? Well, actually, you might like to practice doing that, actually. Give me a chance to see if I could handle it. Stop me being so bloody cocky that I think that, well, if you're nasty to me, that's your business. Nothing whatsoever to do with me. I do actually try to remind myself all the time that if people love my Audioboos, that's their business. If people hate them, that's their business. I'm going to carry on making them. Irrespective of whether people love them or hate them, because I can't control what people do. Okay, this is the end of this Audioboo. I'm just about to go and talk face-to-face with Jonathan Am. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hello, Paul.